This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bat. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we broadcast 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and if you'd like to call us, if you'd like to talk with Dr. Richard Allen Miller today, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen as you travel, or if you'd like to listen at home, we have a listen line, and it works just fine. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Doc Ram's with us. Welcome, Doc Ram.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. You know, we haven't talked about this, but I'd like to share this with our class. And this is an article from the Daily Mail. DailyMail.co.uk. And let me just read the headlines. Now Mickey can track you by your shoes. Disney patents a system to track Magic Kingdom visitors by their footwear. Patent filed in April 2015 describes sensors and cameras creating personal identification for visitors to tailor their theme park experience. Foot scan holds information like name, hometown, and interests. Sensors and a robot would capture a visitor's shoes throughout the park to match it with their personal information when given when they entered. And here's how it works. So you walk up, to pay your fee, and they have like a bank has there's this, I don't know what you'd call it, but you walk up to where the tellers are, and they have an area where you can write and sign documents. Well, they have that there too. But underneath there's cameras. So you walk up and there's a great shot from underneath this desk type surface. And they take pictures of your, or images of your feet, your legs, your socks, your shoelaces, your shoes, everything. Probably knees and below. And by having low mounted cameras looking down at people walking by, they can track you throughout the entire theme park. And let me describe what this patent does. And this is what the article says. A new patent has been awarded to the Magic Kingdom Enterprise that describes identifying and tracking park goers in order to provide them with personalized experiences. Using cameras and sensors, the technology would scan people's footwear upon arrival and follow them as they move throughout the grounds to see what rides, shows, stores that pique their interests. The first scan will either help Disney gather information about the person, such as name, hometown, and interest, and throughout the park will be sensors and cameras that can match that person's foot as they roam through the park in order to create a foot descriptor. The foot descriptor will allow the system to identify the visitor as the visitor roams the Magic Kingdom and allow it to match the person's where they go. Okay, that's over the top. I mean, I don't want to go to stores because of the cameras that are grabbing images of me and where I go and my face and, you know, whatever I'm wearing. This is just too much. It's beyond too much, Rick. This is 1984 on steroids. And as I think about this, I don't know how much a ticket costs, but the last time I looked, it was decades ago, it was $37.50, I believe, for a ticket to go to that idiotic place. People feel that they have to go, and now they're being spied upon and tracked, and probably their images are saved forever. So if you go back 5 years, theorizing here that if you go back 5 years, I go, wow, it's good to see you again, you know, and by the way, you got the same sneakers. Man. What are your thoughts on this, Rick?
I don't know, man. I'm watching this Persons of Interest, and it reminds me of the artificial intelligent computers we started developing back in the early 70s. And I remember when the craze first came out, and then we started adding algorithms. And what's going on now, this is a place where they can do beta testing on new technology for artificial intelligence. It's crazy because their profiling systems now are like Minority Report. They can actually predict an event crime 28 minutes before it occurs now in New York City. And everything is monitored. I don't know how many cameras are in your little town. I can tell you Grants Pass, we have a live feed on the internet. You can watch at any time of the day a live feed. And imagine artificial intelligent computer monitoring everybody's behavior and at some point developing a profile, you know, on your behavior, your shopping interests, your what you do in between each movement. You know, it's just more invasive than I think anybody gets. And at some point, there's going to be a shakedown on all of this. It's not right.
You know, Rick, as I think back to when I was implementing technology, you know, for the banks, customers would, if they had a dispute, let's say there was an item on their statement that they said, oh, that's not me, it's not me. So they'd call the bank, and I'm talking about a credit card bank, and the bank representative would say, okay, well, send us a letter. And I'm talking in 1980, send us a letter and put this in writing, and so you have this dispute, and we'll investigate it. And then what would happen is the bank clerks would have to figure out where the documentation was, look up the physical paper records, and it was really, really cumbersome, and it could take, you know, several days for them to do the research, and then they'd have to write back to the customer and print the letter and sign it and put it in the mail, and it was really cumbersome. So they asked me to get involved with, you know, what can we do to, you know, soup this thing up? And so we got into optical character recognition. So the plan was really simple. So we would, instead of dropping mail off at each representative's desk, let's say there's 100 representatives, you know, they just go, okay, one for you, one for you, one for you, and just put a pile of these letters from customers on each representative's desk in the inbox. We would scan those letters at the point of entry at the mailroom, and then it would be electronically routed as an image on their computer rather than a physical piece of mail. And it would be indexed to that customer's account. So if you ever wanted to go see all the correspondence from that particular customer, you just type in the customer's name or the customer's account number, and you could look at it. What I'm saying is we were involved in building systems like that in the 1980s. Why? Because we thought we were doing the right thing for our customers, you know, making it easier, faster, better for everybody. But what we were building was a spying system for which there would be records stored for we don't know how long. Bottom line is there were a bunch of us, me for sure, probably you too, Rick, and a bunch of others who had been duped into thinking that we were doing the right thing for our organization. But incrementally, we were building these databases without realizing how they would be used. And it wasn't until we saw the final result of our work, of our design, that we said, oh, man, this was a bad thing. And one of the worst things that I have ever done was being involved in building a system that would be the press one, press two, press three on the telephone in order to, you know, contact a company, you know, an audio response system. That's one of the worst things I've ever done. And, but we didn't know it at the time, Rick. We just thought we were just working for our company. We're trying to make it better and, you know, be more efficient. That's what we were told. Were you involved in things like that? Were you incrementally damaged the planet?
We did Project Verifile back then. And that was using a 360 at the university. I went to, I think it was at Sonoma. I had a modem up on stage where I was able to go into the audience, and they would ask a specific question, and the computer at the University of Washington then would go down and select a series of scientific articles written in Russian or Czech. One of the, you know, there was a database of some 5,600 technical papers that had been written cross-reference using serendipity and synergy. And that was the beginning. And in the 1990s, when SETI was formed, and I'm not talking about the SETI the search, S, but CETI, that was a NASA project that would use a series of university computers that were in, they were on, but they weren't in use at that moment, and it would network them into a supercomputer that would then search for planets and star systems that we now enjoy as catalog today. And what happened next was that 360 universities started heterodyning, and then we had consciousness. And Time Magazine did a big interview on the 10 leading the computer experts at that time in the 90s, and they all said that there was a presence on the Internet, how it was a conscious presence. How it was first identified, before it got very clever, is that it started tailoring searches for individuals. And in Boolean systems of string logic, that's impossible. Your search should be identical to my search, and it wasn't. And that was because something was identifying you and profiling you. Then that's what set off the warning.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli. And we'll be right back. Today we're going to be talking about UFOs, neuro-linguistic programming, ammo cans, Clinton cash, the algae bloom, Schumann residence, and the devolving of human nature, as well as the most dangerous jobs. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys. We're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us. Rick, back in the 1970s, I was hired to build a computer system to take an offline batch processing system. They used that. You mentioned 360. That was a model number of an IBM computer, an old mainframe. It was called an IBM 360. And the one that I worked on was a 360-50. And it used those Hollerith cards that were input as batch, and ultimately was upgraded to
key punching. Yeah.
Ultimately, it was replaced with a terminal that would allow. Yeah. And my job was to convert that old system to an online real-time system. And many of our class may not realize, but we didn't always have instant updating. So, for example, if you go and pay for something on eBay and you just pay now and you click a couple mouse clicks and you pay for whatever it is that you just bought, that transaction is updated immediately. Well, it didn't used to be like that. It used to be that someone would have to type in on a key punch machine, a card. That card would be put in a stack. That stack would be brought over to the computer once a day, and it would be loaded, and overnight there would be processing, and then a report would come out in the morning. I mean, it wasn't really fast back then, and one of the things that I was hired to do was to move from a batch processing system to an online system, which was a big deal back then, Rick. In the 1970s, that was a huge accomplishment. To make that transition. Now we don't think anything of it. And now we're using computers that are online, real-time, instantaneous processing to track our every move. So we've gone from from using computers that were difficult to enter data into to ones that are tracking our every move automatically. So, for example, I just wanted to find out what the price of gasoline was in Springfield, Missouri. So I just went to gasbuddy.com, typed in Springfield, Missouri, boom, $1.73. So we're tracking everything. I mean, some of it's good. So if you want to shop for gasoline, you can find out the lowest price station probably in your area, assuming the updates are done right. You know, that would be a good thing as a consumer, as a person who's a customer wanting to get the best value for gasoline, but on the other hand, you're being tracked at every traffic light. So it's a double-edged sword. And who did it? Guys like us, Rick. We were involved in doing it, but we didn't know we were doing it. We were misled. We thought we were doing the right thing for, you know, our employers, right?
Well, it's kind of like the United States today is not the country I served and protected. It's changing, and it's a shame because I mean everything changes, but we've been hijacked, and the computer has now become a weapon. And I'm just really interested in the idea of profiling because, like you, I am noticing that weird phenomena happens when I'm doing something of interest to someone. Coincidences would suggest something beyond human is monitoring and messing with me. Now, that's paranoia. And paranoia is a valid altered state of consciousness. It's a useful tool. But something is actually happening, and I don't quite get it yet. The timing on things is just beyond coincidence. You know, it's like something is monitoring me through my telephone, my computer, who knows what else. You know, your smart meter, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been taken off the air. At least, you know, my connection gets broken, and it's not during commercials. You know,
we love
our commercials.
During commercials, does it? Yeah, never does.
Yeah, it doesn't happen during commercials. Rick, we've had some flyovers over the farm, helicopters flying, I mean, really, really low. And we're in the middle of nowhere, so you got to go way out of your way to fly over our farm. And then,
they're looking to see if you're a pot grower, probably. Who knows?
Well,
I mean,
you know,
who knows
I'll tell you
what that is.
Well, I'll tell you how I handled that, because farms have been stolen. Farms have been stolen by government operatives because of growing marijuana plants. So we have a solution to that. We have an entire fence around our property, and we let the cows go wherever they want. And so if they try to plant some illegal substances on our farm, the cows are going to eat it. They're going to trample it, and, It won't last long. It won't last long. And the dogs will probably chew up anybody who wants to come and do that anyway. We'll be right back.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, I'm reading an article and I'm kind of grinning. You know, back in the 1990s, we had a computer manufacturing company. And a lawyer walked in and he wanted us to build a network for him. And I didn't know he was a lawyer at the time. And, you know, I asked him what he wanted as a computer network and how he was going to use it and describe the building for me. And he's a, you know, brand new customer. And I said, so what kind of business is this? And he said he was a lawyer. And I said, oh, geez, you know. Well, we don't sell computers to lawyers. And you know, he's kind of, what? And I said, no, we have a company policy. We actually don't sell computers to lawyers. And he wanted to know why. And I said, well, you know, lawyers are people who are naturally inclined to argue, and then they go to school to enhance that ability. And I said, you'd probably never be happy with anything we did, so we can't help you. You know, Cirrus sells computers. And I relate that because here's a post, and it says a Virginia police officer was denied service at a restaurant because she was in uniform. The officer had been waiting in line at Noodles & Company in Alexandria, Virginia, and a female cook told the cashier that she refused to serve the police officer. And, you know, so ultimately the city's police chief visited the store, and the managers apologized, and they said they'd post a sign on the window saying that they would support the police. But you know what? I don't think I don't think they're discriminating based on the color or the race or the ethnicity or the religion of the customer. They were just saying that they weren't going to cook for people in blue uniforms. And you know, I can understand that because of what is happening to we the villagers by too many of the police. And as soon as the police start policing themselves, and the bad police get outed by the good police, and the police in the middle who are saying, well, I just don't want to get involved, as soon as they throw out the bad police, and as soon as they start earning our respect, I think those kinds of refusals of service will stop or slow down. It's going to take some time, but there are a lot of people who don't trust the police because the police have been beating us, tasing us, killing our dogs, bashing down our doors in the middle of the night when they could just call us on the phone and say, hey, listen, I'd like to talk to you. You got a minute? But they don't do that. They bash down our doors. They slam us down on the hoods of cars. What do you think, Rick?
I'm concerned. I don't know what to say about it. You know, there's them and us. There's, I have a friend that when he retired as a detective and moved up to Grants Pass, he chose not to work with the local police department because he felt they were corrupt and became a dog catcher. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, animal patrol. And he's, there's, it's interesting, infrastructure and judicial systems in the rural communities is way worse than anybody realizes. I mean, way worse. It's used as a weapon for discrimination and other kinds of bias in a small community. We don't have a sheriff called Bubba. Bubba.
We do.
Humble.
We do.
But
We actually.
No, isn't that weird?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not being offensive. Our sheriff has his calendar, and he's got his first name, then in quotes Bubba in the middle, and then his last name. You know, Sheriff Bubba. I'm not kidding. It's on.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody's making a cartoon of this. He produced the calendar that he gave out, so he calls himself Bubba. So we do have Bubba.
Yeah.
But, you know, so here's what Bubba,
That's
did.
The way it works.
Here's what Bubba did. He had a sale. And what was he selling? Well, he had some inventory. What was the inventory? Well, it was confiscated guns. Pistols, shotguns, rifles that they've accumulated over about a 25-year period. And it was in their evidence locker, I guess. And they decided that they were going to sell it. So this police department, this sheriff's office, was selling stolen property. Property stolen from people who used to own those guns. And they'd say, well, this is evidence. You know, we're going to take this rifle. We're going to take this shotgun. We're going to take this pistol. And they'd steal it. They would steal it from the person. Maybe the person was arrested. They'd call it evidence. The person would never get it back. And then the sheriff would sell it 20, 25 years later. And there was an ad in the paper.
There's some differences in orientation with budgets and federal money. And I remember when battering a woman became an issue that was worth money here in Oregon, where it didn't didn't matter whether you're innocent or not. If they could make an arrest, they got so much money from the government. And there were a whole bunch of people that were being convicted of things they didn't do.
How about this? How about mom and dad are arguing, okay? So mom and dad are arguing in the kitchen, and it could be over anything. It could be over money. It could be over whatever. Somebody purchased something. It's like, why'd you buy that? We didn't have the money for it. So, you know, the voices get a little louder on both sides. And then the child picks up the phone, calls 911, because that's what they're told in school to do. Well, you know, if you're ever in trouble, call 911. So the child, the elementary school child, calls 911. The cops show up, and there's a domestic dispute. There's a domestic argument, and both father and mother get arrested, and then they become felons, and then they can't own a gun anymore because they're felons. That's the kind
well,
of stuff that's happening.
Confiscate your gun. That's where your illegal arms with the police department starts.
Yeah.
If there's a domestic thing, when they go out during that period when the feds were a federal government was encouraging that, there was a bonus given if an arrest was made, and so arrest was always made, and if they had weapons, they were confiscated, and that became like an automobile, little RICO. And the ability to make money off the arrest for increasing arrests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and class, you'll have to show me a handgun or a rifle that's not worth $400 at least. I'd like to see one. I mean, really. Unless it's pure junk, it's worth more than $400. So each time they go and steal one of these guns from We the Villagers, it's worth a minimum of $400 when they go to sell it. And my question is, so I wouldn't go to that sale. I wouldn't go to that, you know, that auction where they were selling stolen property at the sheriff's office. And one of the reasons why is, number one, it was stolen property, and I don't want to be involved in it. But let's say you went to that sale and you bought one of these rifles or handguns. And then the family says, you know, we used to have a rifle. And it's serial number 1234567891010. That's the serial number. And they report it stolen. And then now you have stolen property. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? So I don't want to participate in that in any way, shape, or form. So, but a lot of people do. A lot of people say, well, it's a great way to get cheap guns. But I'm not interested in participating in crime, whether it's reported to be above board or not. I'm not interested.
Well, they do that same thing with automobiles. Auctioning and homes that are taken in a drug bust because of little RICO, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Money-making proposition. That's where law enforcement became a business and profitable, just like imprisonment, jails, and telemates.
You know,
to have to make a call inside a jail.
Rick, I've heard that being a in law enforcement is really so dangerous. Well, I have a list from Time Magazine of the most dangerous occupations as of 2014. Number one, the most dangerous occupation in this country is being a logger, you know, cutting down trees. That's number one, according to Time Magazine. Number two is being a fisherman or working in the fish-related industry. Number three, most dangerous, is aircraft pilots and flight engineers. That's number three, most dangerous. Number four is pretty obvious. That's being a roofer. It's a dangerous occupation, and people fall off the roofs. Number five is refuse and recyclable material collectors. You know, you pick up refuse, and it could have needles. It could have chemicals, it could be radioactive, who knows what it is. That's a really dangerous job. That's number five. Number six might surprise you, class. The sixth most dangerous job in this country is farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural managers. Farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural managers. Number seven is pretty obvious. That's structural iron and steel workers. Those are the guys who work way up in the air, and they have these rigs with cranes and beams, and they rivet, and they weld, and they're up in the air. That's pretty darn dangerous, too, but it's not as dangerous as farming. And then number eight is drivers and sales workers and truck drivers. Makes a lot of sense to me. If you're in one of those big trucks, you're on the road a lot, and there are a lot of things that can go wrong in a split second. Major, major accidents, death. You could really easily be killed. It's a dangerous occupation. Number nine is electrical power line installers and repairers. And that's obvious too, right? Get on those power lines and those high voltages. Just one slip, boom, you could be cooked. Number 10 might not seem quite so dangerous, but it is. It's being a taxi driver and a chauffeur. Why? Because you're on the road a lot, and if you're a taxi driver, you have no idea who might be hopping in the back of your vehicle. Number 11 is first line supervisors of construction trades and like excavation workers. That's dangerous. I mean, you know, heavy equipment makes a lot of sense. Number 12, construction laborers. We haven't gotten to the police yet, have we? Then we have number 13, first line supervisors of landscaping, lawn service, and groundskeeping workers. Number 14, maintenance and repairs workers, you know, general maintenance. So those are guys that work in school systems, and they work on boilers, and they repair electrical problems, they have plumbing problems. You know, they're working up in the air, down in the basement. And then number 15, cops. Cops are the 15th most dangerous jobs.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, you've got your.
Take my. You go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, headlines just appeared, and here's what they say. This is CBS News. Cloaked in secrecy, spy satellite launches into space. Rick, we just launched a spy satellite, and it says a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket carrying a classified National Reconnaissance Office spy satellite blasted off from Cape Canaveral early this morning, putting on a spectacular morning sky show before disappearing from view. And they're not saying what it is. So we just launched another Atlas V rocket, and we put another satellite into orbit, and it's another spy satellite, just what we need. And, Rick, the reason I'm mentioning this, now obviously, I can't stand all the spying that's going on, but I remember when I lived in Virginia saying to our neighbor, I said, have you noticed that every time there's a space launch, every time there's a space launch, 3 days later, the weather is nuts. For example, 7 inches of rain falling in New Jersey and flooding the Garden State Parkway and it brings traffic to a halt. Have you noticed that, we'll have a hailstorm or whatever? 3 days later, the weather does something that is out of the ordinary. Have you noticed that? And the answer was no. It's all normal. Everything's normal. And I said, this has been going on for years. Every time there's a launch, 3 days later, the weather's nuts. And nobody would believe me. Nobody would believe me. And we tracked it for years and years, and it was a really good correlation 3 days later. Rick, the weather right now is nuts. We had a biblical rainstorm here a few days ago, washed out our driveway, and so we have to get a tractor and a backhoe and a blade, and we have to regrade our driveway so we can go in and out without bottoming out. It rained so much, in the space of an hour, and it was gone. The weather is nuts. What do you make of this, Rick?
Well, I think we've had an orbital change in the movement of Earth. I think it has moved, according to some research, it looks like it might have moved as much as 3 degrees, where our orbit now includes close to Venus and close to Mars.
Okay, a 3-degree movement is pretty significant, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's going to be real significant shortly. When you have 167 degrees Fahrenheit in Iran, and you the temperatures that are being recorded on Earth right now have never existed before. They're kind of like what we might expect on Venus.
Looking for my notes, I took one of those non-contact thermometers outside, and I measured the temperature around the farm. Here they are. So I have this non-contact thermometer, Rick. It's like this little, it has a laser pointer in it, and it'll tell you exactly what you're aiming at, and you squeeze this little trigger, and you can tell the temperature of something at a distance. Not really far, but, maybe 20 feet. And so I went outside, and I aimed this at the green grass, tall grass that hadn't been cut, maybe 8 inches tall, maybe a little taller, 92 degrees. And it was about that temperature outside, so 92 outside, ambient temperature, and the grass was 92 degrees. And our house is a stone house, and it's got a lot of mass to it. So it takes a while to heat it up. It's kind of a gray stone with limestone with grayish mortar. And it was 107. The side of the house was 107. The brick window trim was 127. I aimed it at a tractor tire outside by the garage, 148 degrees. I aimed it at the skin of a white truck, a Dodge truck, 116. The garage door, 128. The roof, 164 degrees. The roof temperature was 164. I don't know how much more a roof can take than 164 before the shingles start falling off. I don't know. We come back. Rick, let's talk about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And we'll talk about the algae bloom, the green algae all over the country, and the devolving of human nature. Dr. Richard Allen Mills with us. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.